sink. But once you are in the vortex more of the time, those things that are out of sync will not only not bother you so much, but there will be fewer and fewer and fewer of them that are out of sync. In other words, we're going to say this often in these days that we are together. You just can't get there from there. You can't get to where you want to be from a vibration that doesn't feel good, even when you are absolutely justified in having the feeling that you're having. So when you soothe yourself by saying that, and then you go further by saying, whenever you see something that you don't want, acknowledge this is a step one moment, and from it, what is it that I am wanting? And as you begin to identify more clearly what it is that you're wanting, piece by piece, and line up with it. In other words, on one day, it might be one aspect of his care that seems lacking. On another day, it might be another. But as you take each piece of it and you envision it being better, you will have the exhilarating experience of seeing the power of your influence as it is being offered over this situation. In other words, sometimes it feels like you are powerless. I can't do anything about what's happening. And we want to say to you, and this may be the most difficult example in which to say it when it has to do with the care of your own child, but this is the statement that we want you to hear and try to integrate into your experience until it gets into a really good feeling place. You cannot control what others are doing. Even if it has to do with your own child, you cannot control. You can't control what others are doing through behavior and action. You just can't do it. But you can control your response to it. Now, some might say, well, that's uncaring. I would like to wrestle them all to the ground. And we want to say to you, when you're outside the vortex, as something like that might cause you to be, then the feeling that someone must die is the way that you feel. But when you are, Esther felt that way when she realized that the cards that were delivered with the gifts were not the right cards for the gifts. And she says to Jerry, when I'm outside the vortex, my thought is someone must die. When I'm inside the vortex, I think, isn't that a funny thing? Can you imagine how many people are holding that notebook up to their ear, trying to hear at the track that they prefer? And so as you realize that it is your response to it that is the only thing that you have control over. And this is the thing that is so big. In fact, it's one of the things that the two of you sort of cooked up before you even came into physical experience. This is your opportunity to do something that almost no one on the planet will ever get done. It is a rare one who figures this out, but it is a joyful one who figures this out. When you care more about how you feel than you do about how they're caring for your son, you will have figured out what the art of allowing is. Because what you have learned is, I am going to allow my connection to my source no matter what. And what could be a greater test or challenge than the care of someone that you love so much? But then, here's the thing that those who would protest us saying such a thing don't get. If you can pass that test, and of course it isn't a test, but if you can figure out how to stay connected to who you are, regardless of how they are caring for your son, so that you're over there in the vortex where in your vibrational reality, perfect care of your son is happening, and his own sense of independence is even being fostered a bit, and when you're over there in that vibrational frequency, the laws of the universe will bring to you, because you are now a cooperative component. You see, when you hold someone as your object of attention, you bring the vibrational essence of them into your vortex. You bring you into the vortex. You all become the cooperative components, and law of attraction can then orchestrate things that you want. So those who don't care, go get a different job. Those who do care, gravitate to that facility. Those who don't understand, begin drifting from your experience. Those who are a vibrational match to your idea of what you want, only because you're a vibrational match to what you want, then begins to happen. That is what the power of influence is. You have literally no influence when you're not a vibrational match to who you are. We want so much for all of you to start giving yourself a break. We want you to accept that where you are is where you are. We want where